Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are Shachi Schaefers, who is the marketing director of Out North, and Scott Turner Schofield, who is here to talk about a show he's doing at Under 30, which is coming up. The show is called Debutante Balls. Out North has their Under 30 show, which is coming up, and you're the coach.
I am the coach. I'm actually the guest artistic director at Out North for the next 6 weeks, and I've come into, because I'm a solo performer, I've been working internationally for about 8 years, and Mike over at Out North invited me, along with Shotzi, to come over and work with the fine Alaskan artists that will be performing at Under 30.
And at the end of his 6 weeks, that's when we get to see Scott's performance at Debutante Balls, and that's in mid-January.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you.
And so you're directing also, in effect?
Coaching. I like the term coaching.
No, I was actually asking Scott, Shotzi, what her role in this is.
Hopefully to sell tickets as the marketing director. That's my main goal. And to spread the word about all the great stuff we have going on over the holidays.
Very good. And Mark, you have a play in...
Yes, I'm working on it right now. I'm writing it, trying to write it, and hopefully it'll be ready. I got 2 weeks to go, or a little less than 2 weeks. I think it'll be okay. I'm right on schedule. And
Do you even have a title yet, Mark?
I mean, seriously. I have a title, and I wrote it down so I can read it to you.
Okay.
It's called Apocalypse When I Get Around to It.
It all starts with a good title.
Good title.
You see.
The rest of
I love
that.
It.
Good. I'm
and,
looking forward.
So, you know, that might suggest procrastination. But I also gave it a second title. It has to have an or. And I call it Civil War III, Part 2. So the first title may not even make an appearance in the show itself because, it's arbitrary. No, it's not, actually. But the second title refers to the entire show. But the first one's embedded in there. If I could get it all together, I have a lot more material than I have time for. Under 30 kind of hobbles you, in a way. Because you have to work like four times as hard to get like one quarter the result.
A 30-minute show, an under 30-minute show is definitely I don't even know what to say.
I mean, it's a challenge in and of itself because, yeah, there's a tendency, I think, for a lot of the under 30 artists to overwrite, to try to put too much in, and it's hard to part with some things that you've become attached to when you work on a piece like that.
Before we go any further, Shotzi, you've had a lot of experience with it. Will you, both as a performer and director, would you explain under 30 to the audience? They may not get it. They may think it's people under 30 like I used to think.
No, it has nothing to do with age. No ageism going on at Out North. Under 30 has been around for 16 years, and it's a local showcase of local performance artists. And there's not a lot of performance art that goes on in Anchorage, so it's definitely a unique opportunity for people who have their own story to tell. A lot of times, it's self-revelatory. And trying to keep your life story in less than 30 minutes is a challenge.
It's interesting. Anything, I always have trouble when I'm writing to stretch it to fit. I think it's because for many years, all the writing I did was in my head.
Well, with our artist tendencies to run long, if you propose an under 30 piece for us next year, Gene, that is like 15 minutes, great. We're okay with that. It can be very well under 30. They do tend to run long. People cheat.
Your life story in 10 minutes or less. Now,
yeah.
That's a title.
I want to see that, Jean.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Shotzi Schaefers and Scott Turner Schofield, talking about Under 30 and Scott's upcoming performance of his own show, Debutante Balls, which will be right after Under 30, both at Out North Theater. So continue Scott?
So the under 30 artists we have this year are Mark Muro, your very wonderful host, Don Decker, who is a visual artist whose work is going to talk about facing fears, John Lang, who probably a lot of you have seen. He's very big in the local theater scene. He was just in Bark, the musical. And Juan Lee Crockett, whose show is the only one that I've seen so far as the coach for this project. It's called Letters to Ho Chi Minh, and it's about her parents' escape from Vietnam after the war and her own life coming over from there. And it is – now, I tour this circuit nationally. I've been international. It is among the top work I have seen anywhere. It is a beautiful story, incredibly written, and very well performed. So between all of these four talents.
She's ready?
She did part of it in a UAA play a year or two ago.
Yeah, the Women Of last year.
It was the high point of the show.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Head and shoulders above anything else in the show. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that's how that happened. I went to see the Women Of, and when she got up and told her story, it was really obvious to me that it was her story. It really stood out from the rest of what was going on in that show. And so I approached her and asked her to submit it as a proposal to Under 30 to develop it into a 29-minute or less piece, and we're really proud of her. She's been working very hard, and her director is Peter Porco, who you also know from mm-hmm. local theater.
Right, right.
And a lot of people might say, you know, why would I go see shows about, you know, navel-gazing, people talking about themselves, right? But that's not what this is. What I guarantee that you'll see coming to Under 30 at Out North will be a surprising mix of what people just like you are thinking and feeling and going through. Elevated to the level that only theater can do that to.
I've been to Under 30 most years since it's been going on, and I've never been disappointed. Maybe in an individual, but there's four or five, depending on their lengths. All it is required to be under 30, mm-hmm. and they're really very, very good plays, and some of the best I've seen have been by Mark Murrow, I might add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, how many is this for you, Mark?
This is number five.
This is your fifth Under 30 project.
Yeah.
Now, when did you start? Because we have the Sweet 16 of the Under 30 project happening.
96, I think, was the first.
96, okay.
So that's... That was already going for a few years. But Scott, you have a show coming up. Before we run out of time, tell us about your wonderful show.
My show is called Debutante Balls, and it is the story of my life as a Southern debutante. Three Southern towns, two gala balls, one leopard print dress.
that's a great catchphrase, tagline. Wow. So, and you're from the South somewhere?
I am. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
This sounds familiar.
Well, you know, Scott was here a couple of years ago with his show, Becoming a Man in 127 Easy Steps. And so this would be another part of, it's a trilogy. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the second part.
That's why it sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. So I got a lot of stories about what it means to, the debutantes call making their debut into society. They call it coming out.
Right.
So there's quite a lot of coming out inherent in what I'm doing also. It's definitely a comedy, and that'll be running the 14th through the 17th at Out North.
And how long have you been writing or doing this show? It's already been performed.
Yes. This show premiered actually in 2004, so it's nice and ripe. What I love about being able to perform over and over again is the opportunity to just really dig deep and do just an excellent job on stage.
Does it change the content, the text, the script? Has it altered in the telling of it?
Yeah, sometimes I find something's not working here. I tend to edit live with the audience. If I find like something's not really working, it's kind of stand-up comedy in that way. I'll take another direction on it.
Interesting. Well, it's performance art.
Indeed, exactly. But we have the Under 30 Archive Project, led by Gabriel Barnett, will also be in the Out North Studio Gallery, just to bring it back to sort of the place where Alaskan storytelling meets the national scene. In the Under 30 Project, you had some really incredible now national artists come together. So when you come to see either my show or the Under 30 work, you'll be able to see just where Alaska fits in on the national and international performance scene. And it's surprisingly, you've got a surprising amount of really incredible work, too. So
yeah, we're very proud. 16 years of Under 30. And so that's what you'll see when you come to see Under 30. You'll also go into the gallery and see art and artifacts from the 16 years of performances. We've got lots of people, including Mark, bringing us their materials from over the years. And it's a skip down Under 30 lane.
Yeah, so it's about like 50 people or so, 55 people.
I forget how many. You have to ask Gabrielle. She's tracking all of that. She's doing an excellent job, all volunteer.
There are some repeat people, so then you could subtract the number of individuals. Mm-hmm. But still, yeah, it is, because it would be like a core sample of what's been going on here, especially since that this performance of this form is about what's going on in people's lives. So it's a great way to figure out what it's like to be alive in Anchorage, Alaska during the past 16 years.
I really recommend it. It's surprising nuggets of real interest. But we're running out of time. So I want to thank Shotzi Schaefers and Scott Schofield for coming and to talk about both Under 30 at Out North and Debutante Balls at Out North. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And now for the Stage Talk calendar. The Denali Drama and Arts Council of Talkeetna presents Carol On, My Wayward Son, or Stuck in a Manger with You, which they say puts the X back in Christmas. Tonight and tomorrow, and December 25th and 26th, at 7:30 p.m. in the Sheldon Community Arts Hangar in downtown Talkeetna. For information, call 907-733-7929 or go to www.denaliartcouncil.org.
And this is the final week for Miracle on 34th Street, which is playing at Anchorage Community Theater. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and a final show at 3 p.m. on Sunday. For tickets and information, call 868-4913 or go to www.actalaska.org.
Also in its final weekend, practically everything is, Valley Performing Arts presents Babes in Toyland with the Kids Stealing the Show. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with matinees both Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
And another final weekend, TBA presents Little Magic Snowman at Alaska Pacific University's Grant Hall. This show runs this weekend, which is the final one, I might add, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and a Saturday matinee at 3 p.m. I should say a Sunday and a Saturday matinee at 3 p.m. Very confusing, but there's a lot of shows. For tickets and more information, call 677-PLAY or just show up at APU's Grant Hall, and the tickets are available at the door.
At Cyrano's, in its final week, Bark the Musical through December 22nd. Performances are tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. and on Monday and Tuesday at 7 p.m. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And at Out North, Under 30, this year's showcase of local performances will play on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 on January 1st and 2nd, then the next day, Sunday at 4 p.m., that's January 3rd, and then again the next weekend, Friday and Saturday, January 8th and 9th at 7:30, with a final performance on Sunday, January 10th at 4 p.m. For tickets and more information, go to outnorth.org or you can call 279-8099.
And also at Out North, coming up, Juno actor Ben Brown, who happens to be the chairman of the Alaska State Council on the Arts, is putting on an encore presentation of the Santa Land Diaries written by David Sedaris. This show plays December 26th at 7:30 p.m. and December 27th at 4 p.m. at Out North. Contact as before.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thank you for listening, and have a happy Christmas and a happy New Year, because we're not going to be here for the next 2 weeks because of special holiday programming.
So I'll have to say thank you for listening. This is Jean Paul.
And Mark Muro.
For KSKA.